that'll work.
We're ready to go. All right, call this special session order on December the 13th. Join me for our pledges and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Lord God, we just thank you for today and thank you for this season, God, as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he means to us, God. I just pray now for safety and protection for the men and women who serve you by serving your county. We just praise you and honor you. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We might be through.
We'll probably be through.
Yeah. Yeah, we might be done with this. We're just going to go
for it. Turn that music up a little louder so we can hear it.
Yeah, put on speakerphone.
You want to hear the music?
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's all right. Never mind. All right. Item number two, court to approve minutes of previous meeting.
Make motion to approve the minutes of previous meetings.
Second.
Motion made by Johnny, seconded by Chase. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion passes 5-0. Any line item budget amendments? None. Court considering possible approved payment of bills relating to Clay County Memorial Hospital.
Make motion to approve payment of bills relating to the Clay County Memorial Hospital.
Second. Motion made by Richard, seconded by Johnny. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion passes 5-0. Court consider and approve all accounts and reports relating to the finances of Clay County and settle audit and settle accounts and direct payments.
I'll make a motion to pay the county bills.
Second.
Motion made by John, seconded by Chase. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion passes 5-0. All right. County judge to give updates, provide information regarding meetings and events concerning Clay County. I have three things I want to tell you about. Number one is we have the fully executed contracts from Wells Fargo. We'll acknowledge them at the meeting on the 23rd. Of course, be sure on the 23rd we're going to gather in at noon after our meeting for the luncheon. I'm looking forward to that. We do have the key dates as far as the Wells Fargo is concerned. The earnest money is due today, and they're going to take care of that as soon as we get done here, sounds like. The biggest date that y'all would be concerned about would be March the 9th. That is our predicted closing date. So March the 9th is the day we get to take over. Our 167th birthday is coming up on the 24th. So I guess we'd call our little luncheon a birthday party for the county as well. We were formed on that date, the 24th of 1857. And Jason Deacon, I was out, we went to the Stu Luncheon for the Historical Society, and afterwards he was showing me his house. He's building a house north of First Christian Church, over there. And on his lot, there was a huge pile of bricks. And these bricks came from the Rogers Grocery that was torn down in Petrolia, the original Rogers Grocery over there. And so I went through and I got two of them. Carla Moore caught me with one of them and said, I'd love to have that. And so I gave it to her. So this is the one I got left. But these were, manufactured, kilned, whatever, made here in Clay County. So this is one of the original Clay County bricks, I guess in the early 1900s is when this was done. And I'm comparing it to the one that was done a few years ago. This is from the brick factory out here. So y'all ought to compare the two. I don't know which is, but it's like a 2x4. It's not as big as it used to be. 2x4 is not 2x4 anymore. Same thing's true as a brick, but you tell the difference. I don't know. I'm thinking this is gonna be around a long, long, long time.
Wow.
Well, he took 8,000 of them, and that's what he bricked his house with.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was just pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Talk about Jason, he's doing a great job as well. Keith can probably give a better report than I can, but apparently people have found out about him and he's helping a lot of folks.
A lot of people, yeah. Phone rings all the time looking for him. He's doing, he's Clay County's biggest supporter, I promise y'all.
Oh my goodness, yeah, he's a cheerleader.
Wherever he goes, he is bragging on Clay County.
It's one of those things, you don't fully appreciate this county until you've been somewhere else.
Right, yeah, that's true.
There you go. All right, court to discuss and take any action necessary on a proposed mitigation plan. That would be Keith, and I'm assuming it's probably not much changed since last Monday.
Not much has changed since Tuesday.
Monday, okay. And any action concerning a burn ban? The one we have now ends December the 28th?
Yes.
So probably on the 23rd, we might want to look at extending.
I want to visit that again, yes, sir.
And that'll be up to y'all, what y'all want to do in that respect. All right, anything else we need to cover that I haven't talked about? Shall we by general consent adjourn? Seeing no objection, we're adjourned. Could be a record, I don't know. My part was most long.
That's pretty interesting.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
That's why I'm broken.
They didn't all have the scar on it, did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They didn't.